let's not act like this is a normal weekend. It's Super Bowl weekend, and our birds are at the big dance for the second time in 3 years. We are sure, and you heard it here first, that they're bringing home the chip. You may already know where you're going to be on Sunday, but if you don't, there are still spots where you can go to watch the game with a few boisterous fellow fans. We'll have all those places and more on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. If the NFL's not your thing, we understand. Fortunately, the weekend also provides an outlet for people who aren't interested in the game. The 2025 Hoop John, now in its second year, is headed to the First Unitarian Church starting on Friday. The two-day event includes an array of hula hoop workshops, live performances, a showcase, a party, and more. Doors open up both days at 9:15 a.m., and your ticket comes with a Hoop John t-shirt. February is Black History Month, and two plays currently on stage deal with the complexities of being Black in America. A Day of Absence is a contemporary reworking of Douglas Turner Ward's play that was first produced in 1965. Residents of a southern town wake up to find its Black population has disappeared, and it's performed in whiteface, a satirical reference to the year's actors performed in blackface. It's at the Annenberg for three performances tonight through Saturday. At the Bristol Riverside Theater, Fires in the Mirror tells the story of the Crown Heights riots. Back in 1991, the neighborhood was embroiled in a three-day conflict that had lasting repercussions for its Black and Jewish communities. The story is told through the recollections of 26 people who were actually there. As in the original production created by Anna Deavere Smith, all the roles are played by one actress. Fires in the Mirror goes through February 23rd. Black history can be painful, that's for sure. But comedian Gordon Baker Bone finds the humor in it, and he wants others to do the same. That's why he hosts Drunk Black History, an interactive show that aims to educate and entertain. The drinks don't hurt. It's at World Cafe Live on Saturday at 8:30. Who let the dogs out? Well, you did. And you can bring them to Bark Bowl 2025 at Craft House. The annual event allows the dogs to get some run playing size-divided games while the adults can sip on a yappy hour drink. $1 from each drink goes to the Pennsylvania SPCA, and adoptable dogs will be on site ready for their forever home. The Bark Bowl is on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Hurricanes and tropical twisters. It's been a long winter, and Punxsutawney Phil says it's going to last even longer. Don't get the blues. Well, actually, maybe you want to when they're delivered by Shamika Copeland. But the worst winds come from D.C. Stealing rights from you and me. The daughter of Texas blues legend Johnny Copeland, Shamika's made her own bones in the genre. She's at the Annenberg on Friday night in support of her latest album, Blame It on Eve. The show starts at 8 p.m. Blame it on Eve. Well, if you made it this far, you're ready for the weekend. We always have good events on the calendar, but maybe you should let love be your guide.
Let love be your guide. Be your guide when you're weary. Let it be your guide when you're unsure.
It can guide you to the Grand Opera House in Wilmington on Saturday to Smithsonian Folkways artists Dan and Claudia Zanes. This year, they've added jazz vocalist Tyree Austin to the mix, expanding on their folksy sound. The matinee show starts at 2 p.m. We think love should be the guide in all things, and we hope that's what you experience in abundance this weekend. If you want to know more about what you've heard or find out about other events, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with your weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. Go Birds!
Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
Too short. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't.